Galatians 6 verses 9 and 10. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Our story, Wasted Paper. Brittany, said Mom as she stood in the doorway of the family room one Saturday morning, you've wasted half the day watching cartoons. How about doing something constructive, like writing a letter to Great-Grandma Nelson? Oh, do I have to? Brittany whined. Can't I text her or send an email? You know how hard it is for her to write with the arthritis she has in her hands. But she isn't into electronic devices, Mom reminded her. And you know how much she enjoys getting letters. It makes her feel good to find mail in her box and to know someone's thinking of her. She says it's better than a phone call because she can read it over and over again. Okay, agreed Brittany. She went to the family room and looked for writing paper. Sophie scribbled on everything, she grumbled to herself. After gathering the sheets of paper, Brittany went to the kitchen. Look, Mom, she said. Sophie scribbled with crayons over all of these sheets. Brittany dumped the bundle on the kitchen table. What a mess. Mom spread out the papers. Here's one Sophie missed, she said, pulling it from the pile. Nothing has been drawn or written on it to give it any real value. It hasn't been put to any useful purpose, so it's really no better than the one Sophie scribbled on. Sure it is, Brittany reached for it. I can use it. But it's empty, Mom answered. That's why I can use it, Brittany replied. You mean you'll do something to give that piece of paper value, so it won't be wasted like all these others? Mom waved the scribbled sheet she had gathered up to throw away. Well, I was just going to write to Grandma, said Brittany. Good, that will do it, approved Mom. When you use this clean, empty sheet, keep in mind that a day in your life is a little like a blank piece of paper. You can waste it, or you can use it for something worthwhile. Brittany nodded thoughtfully. You already pointed out that I wasted the morning, she murmured. Well, the day isn't over yet, so I still have time to make something out of it. I'll start by writing that letter, and then I'll clean my room. She picked up the sheet of blank paper. As she left, Mom was smiling. Well, how about you? Do you use your time wisely? Or do you waste time with useless activities or by just being lazy? Learn to redeem the time, to use it carefully in ways that please the Lord. This may include being friendly, doing an act of kindness, helping with house or yard work, studying God's word, or witnessing to a friend. God gives 24 hours in every day, and once that time is past, it doesn't come again. So start now to make each day of your life worthwhile. Ephesians 5, verses 15 and 16, walk circumspectly or carefully, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And our key thought, don't waste time.